Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're getting to know Pella Christian softball coach Mindy Kaczmarinski in her first season. And Coach Kaczmarinski, I guess the first question I'll start off with is getting to coach Pella Christian softball. How excited are you to begin to be here in your number one?
Yes, I'm super excited. Last year I coached middle school at Pella Christian. Softball's been a big part of my life. I coached back in high school. I started coaching Little League. So I coached all through high school. I coached all through college. I coached when I first started teaching. And then when I started having a family, I took some time away from coaching. And then last year was my first year back as a middle school softball coach. And when this position came open, I just really prayed a lot and like, okay, Lord, is it who should coach? Should it be me? And every time I asked him, the answer came back, it's you. So I believe God's called me to it. I am passionate about young women and their identity. And I love the game of softball. And I think it's a great avenue for working with young people.
And you talk about that passion that you have for softball. Mm-hmm. Some people may know this, some people may not. You've got a strong pedigree when it comes to softball. I'll start by asking with where you grew up and then maybe just touch it a little bit on how softball brought you to Pella.
Yes, absolutely. So I grew up in Western Iowa, in Audubon, Iowa. From there, I came to Central College and I played softball at Central College. And I actually played softball with a couple PC grads. Those of the people who know about PC softball or even Central softball will know these names. But Emily Grimes, she was an All-State pitcher and an All-American pitcher for Central. She was a pitcher on the team I played for at Central. And then also Stacey Van Arendonk. She was a PC grad and a Central teammate. While at Central, had great times at Central. We finished third in the nation my freshman year. My sophomore year, we were first in the nation. And then our junior year, we did not make it to nationals. Then my senior year, we ended up being national champions again. So lots of good times. And I still stay in contact with many of my Central teammates who are coaches around the area. So as we've been starting back, I've been texting them, okay, what do I do here? And then they'll give me advice. And then another part of, you know, you talked about my pedigree. When I coached out of college, I went back and taught in my hometown. And Steve Schlafke, some of you might know who that is. That is the head coach for DCG. So I actually coached underneath him for a year and learned a lot about the game. So I would call, even when I try to decide about taking this position, I called Coach Schlafke and like, okay, coach, and talk through it with him. So learned a lot from Coach Wares and working softball, the summer softball camps here, and then also from Coach Schlafke.
A lot of pedigree there to go along with that. The Kaczmarinski name now has become kind of a staple at Pella Christian. You are coach number three at the head of now a program. You've got your husband leading the football program. You're leading softball. Now daughter-in-law coaching the volleyball team. David's back as an assistant coach. And just being able to have that kind of impact on Pella Christian athletics, what does that mean to you guys as a family? Because not only do you have the coaches, you've got athletes now with Rachel, Faith, Isaac just recently graduated from Pella Christian, and Adam will be coming up next year to compete for the high school athletic teams.
Obviously, sports are a big part of our lives, right? We must, sports are a big part, and we all are passionate about developing young people, and we see how sports are an avenue for that, that can be used for good or bad, right? There's a lot of power that a coach has, and we all take that very seriously. When I coached, I have coached, my last varsity coaching was at North Mahaska. And when I coached there, actually, my husband was my volunteer assistant, which was good for him because at that time he was a Central football coach. And your role as an assistant is different than the head coach. So it was more fun for him to get to have that fun assistant role. And so he's been coming out now even and helping us some on the field. He takes the outfield very seriously. So he's hitting balls to the outfield and working with them. And having Andrea coach volleyball we both understand the importance of sharing athletes and the pull that athletes feel to want to be two places. So I think that'll also benefit the girls at Pella Christian, that we can work together well and share athletes.
Very cool. I think it's just awesome. The whole family is involved. It feels like a Pella Christian athletics.
Yeah. Well, Adam, he's just finishing eighth grade. We've been bringing him out and having him practice base running, so the girls have to throw him out because he's pretty fast. So, yeah, it's everyone. We all do it together.
I've heard he's going to be quite the track athlete next year. Just some quick hitting questions here about some of the things that you like to do before games and things like that. Do you have any like pregame rituals or things that you do every game day before you're ready to coach that just it's become a habit that you can't go without before a game?
You know, I'm not a superstitious person where I think I have to do certain things. For me, it's really important that I just get centered and focused on the Lord. I'm like, okay, Lord, give me your eyes to see the girls. I need your wisdom in this game. So I'm really just spending some time with God and praying and getting centered. Make sure that I'm in a good space, because as coaches, we carry that atmosphere. If I come in anxious, it'll make them anxious. So I have to be a place where I'm at a good, calm spot.
Fair enough. And I know you're just now getting started with the coaching side of things, but I know you've been all over the Little Hawkeye Conference. You've been to a lot of different venues and games. Is there a favorite opposing place that you like to go either watch or coach against another team? Is there a specific field or gym or something that you enjoy throughout the Little Hawkeye Conference or from another opponent?
That's a good question. I don't know if there's a specific favorite to play, but because I coach with Coach Schlafke, I love to go there because I love to see him, and I think he runs such a quality program. And also the DCG pitcher, her mom and I grew up in Audubon together, and we're good friends. So it's always fun to go there and see people I know. But his program, you go there, you just know that they've built a tradition. So I like to see that.
A very good one. One final one here. Do you have a favorite pregame or postgame meal or something that has become kind of a staple maybe before or after a game?
I love Diet Dr. Pepper. So I'm pretty sure that after a game, I love it in a bottle. I think it tastes best that way. I grab a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Fair enough. Coach Kakmarinski, thanks again for letting us get to know you a little bit better today. And best of luck here throughout the rest of your first season coaching Pella Christian girls softball.
Yeah, thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was getting to know Mindy Kakmarinski, the new head softball coach at Pella Christian, here on today's Lele Radio Sports page.